Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ramon, good morning. How's everything?
Good, guys. Good morning.
Morning. I guess the very first question that people want to know is, how is your health and will you play this week?
I'm feeling fine. I got one more doctor visit with Dr. Mickey Collins, and I passed the last protocol. But as far as me and my symptoms, I feel fine. Should be a go this weekend.
Okay, well, what was the baseline test for a guy from West Tennessee anyway?
It was asking me what was my favorite drink from Kroger. That's what it was asking.
Let me ask you that. Has the process been, is it alarming? Is it enlightening? Is it something that's scary when you have to go back to the baseline test and then build off of that? What's it been like through all of this?
To be honest with you guys, it's a whole lot different from where it was for me in like 09. The way the protocol is, not only do you have to visit your team doctor, you have to visit three more doctors and also a neutral doctor, also neurologist there. So it's a whole process. They do some baseline symptoms, ask how you feel, and every single day it's almost tedious, but it's something that you need because each day can be a new symptom or can be new issues for you. It's funny the way concussions work. Stress can cause a headache or can cause you to have nausea. It's a lot of different things, and I came to find that there are six types of concussions. So, it's very thorough, I will say that.
Well, what happened on Monday night? Did it sneak up on you and you realized you felt off, or was it one hit and you went to the sideline and had to, like, shake off the cobwebs and saw stars? What exactly happened?
It was. I felt off, and you know that feeling of, like you just don't feel right. And honestly, it got to a point when we scored. I told one of the D linemen on that team, all right, this is the beginning of your butt whooping, so I'll see you later. Come to find out, I actually checked myself in because of the concussion protocol. But it was a cooler story to tell him they're about to lose again. So we won on Monday night, and it made for a good story.
Ramon Foster joining us here in the Fan Morning Show. Sounds to be, we were worried about you. You seem to be absolutely positively headed in the right direction, as is this football team. The Dolphins was one thing. Then you played the Indianapolis Colts. Was there a sense of, after you beat the Dolphins, and I know you didn't play in the Colts game, but let's see the Pittsburgh Steelers beat a team that has a good record?
Yes, it was, because you can say one thing or another about us winning on the West Coast with the Chargers. A lot of people, let's say, probably weren't impressed with that, although they do have a really good defense. They're just a team that's figuring it out the same way we are. I still think the Chargers are a good team, but, the Colts' record said they were a really good squad, and Coach C honestly challenged us. It's like, now let's go beat a good team. You know, this is don't turn the ball. He gave us the whole spiel on how good of a team they were, and we were playing at Heinz Field and how it's important for us to move in the direction of beating a, on paper, really good team.
Ramon, a lot of people expect Mason to walk into a game and take it over from the very beginning, but the last 2 weeks now, he's had issues at the very start of games. What have you seen from him in bouncing back within each of those contests that tells you he's moving things in a positive direction?
That's the thing about it. Each week can be different. So, you know, he can probably light it up this week, you know, but that's yet to be seen. And he's a guy that he's learning. There's a lot of pressure. He's the youngest guy, probably one of the youngest guys on the entire offense, and he's trying to figure it out at the lead position. So we take no issue with how Mason plays in the game. You know, the best thing I think that we have going for us is how good our defense has been in supporting us to work through those issues. So there's no bother. Nobody's really looking side to side of him. It's just, we know that's a growing position. You don't become a superstar overnight, and sometimes if you do start too fast, that means your crash can be a lot harder than you expect. So we're working with Mason, and I think he's going to be really good for the rest of the season.
You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Ramon Foster joining us here, Fan Morning Show. I've beat this drum a lot over the past, 10 days or so, about getting playmakers the ball around the scrimmage line and letting them make people miss. That seems to be the new football, right? And Tom Brady's done it masterfully for a decade. Is there any thought to maybe moving Juju inside, back inside, where he was so good his first couple years, and getting him the football there?
That's up to Coach Randy, to be honest with you. And I don't know if that's going to be a quite honestly, it does still start with the run game. We set the tone with the run game, and it really opens up the pass. Moving Juju inside, maybe that's something he might suggest or whatever the case may be. But that's yet to be seen. Maybe Coach Randy's listening to us this morning. If he is, what's up, Randy?
Well, how has Juju taken to not necessarily catching the volume of balls that people thought he was going to catch? Does he still go out there and practice the same way every day?
Absolutely. And that's the thing about it. I actually saw the stat line afterwards. Juju had, I think, like 3 for 16 or 18. And you know what's wild about his situation being the number one receiver? He didn't bat an eye. He didn't. You would have never known he only had 3 balls and 16 yards, whatever he had. He's been a total team player, and I think he understands the situation that we're in right now, that Mason is a new quarterback. Our offense is filling it out and finding our way in. We're chipping away at our identity, but he's been a team player, and that's one thing I respect about him, because that number one receiver spot, it's a reflection of your numbers and catches, and I understand that, but he's been a full team player about it.
Were you surprised at all, or at least as surprised as we were, Ramon, that Trey Edmonds got as many touches as he did this past Sunday?
No, because if you hear guys that play with him in college, Derwin played with him here with us, one of our young rookie linemen. He's like, he was a dog in college. So it's not surprising. It's just a lot of times, man, superstars are built overnight in a sense, or starters, or known names. I mean, you remember Isaac Redman. I mean, think of how popular he was here. And it just takes one or two games or one or two plays. And, you know, Trey just needed an opportunity, and he got it. His brother was super excited for him. That was probably one of the coolest things to see.
Yeah, I thought it was neat they did the graphic of people with family connections. They didn't put the Pouncies up for some reason. So people got a dog Marquise about that. I don't know why they didn't put that graphic up. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I saw that. Maybe he didn't ask for it. Marquise is funny like that.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Okay, this week it gets no easier. The Rams come to town. Tell me, and everybody could see it on tape, that he's bullish, that he's strong, that Aaron Donald is what he is. Tell me, take me inside, though, in football talk, offensive lineman talk. Why is this guy so good?
Why is he so good? His leverage. He's an explosive type of guy. He's not sure. He's just a perfectly sized D tackle that uses his leverage to work against offensive linemen. That's the way I look at him. I don't know who decided to put him at D tackle or list him as a D tackle at the end, but that was probably one of the smartest things anybody's ever done in his entire life, was put him there, because it works for him. There's just certain people just have a genetic gift to be what they're going to be in life, and he's found his. He's going to be a Hall of Fame defensive player.
Ramon, where's that sweet spot in it, increasing experience and increasing age for an offensive lineman, as far as where it intersects with experience with the guys that you're playing next to? Like, your offensive line is not one of the youngest in the league, but you've all been together so long that it creates a chemistry and maybe a second innate sense about where the guys next to you are going to be at any given moment. Where is that intersection of experience and, I guess, youth?
I think after year 4, for an offensive lineman, you kind of figure out the trades of the game and tricks and what you need to do. And after year 4, from 5 to 8, you become more savvy, your athletic side to pick up. And then after that, it's one of those things where you use your expertise and strength and tricks of the game to manipulate, to play the game. That's exactly what you're doing. You're playing the game. And that's what we are as an offensive lineman. We're all past that point, even with Matt and Finney. I mean, they're learning. And you can see the difference between a young guy like Troops and Banner. You can tell they're still having fun at playing the game, and it's not so serious for them, and whereas they can have a little bit more fun. For us, this has become the savvy part of the game, and it's really a transition. Coach Munt is the one that honestly taught us about that. It's from year 5 to 8 is when you really become who you're going to be, and after that you just continue to polish your field.
All right, let's go off the wall a little bit. London, we were talking about that just a little bit ago. You're an NFL player rep for a team. Do guys want to go play on a team based in London, or would they?
I don't know if they want to play on the team based there. And I say that simply because the disconnect between being there and being in America, I will say that. I mean, And then you got to run into the taxes side of it and the travel. That's a long way to travel if you're doing half here and half in London. I don't know. Maybe for a super young guy, that'd be cool, but I just can't see it, working to an extent until they show me.
You're a player rep for the union. Is that something they would have to put in the CBA that they would have to work out with regards to the players being acceptable to a team being based in Europe?
They would have to be able to compensate guys as far as moving, travel. And I know you people probably say, well, you guys are spoiled enough. But who? A lot of the guys that play there are probably going to come back to the United States after the season. So who's going to pay for the pay, the travel, the family planning, and stuff like that? And from my understanding, London is a very expensive place to stay at also. So do you adjust salaries? I think it's something that's got to be worked out between the team, the ownership of the NFL, and also the PA.
All right, who does a Tennessee grad root for in LSU, Alabama this weekend?
Geez, no one. I'll be completely honest with you. I just think it's going to be one of those really good games. I hope it's not so bad where they really count themselves out as far as these playoffs, because no matter what, I like seeing the SEC teams in the playoffs.
And last thing for you. We saw this story this morning. A guy in Maryland got killed over Popeye's chicken sandwich. Killed. Guy stabbed another dude. So that aside, although it's just a kind of a baseline for this story, if you need to go out and have one fast food item, right? Ramon Foster is having, what do you have that you just can't not have? You got to have it, that one fast food item.
I cannot have. It's going to sound weird because I'm a guy from the South, but I really like sushi. I don't know if I would kill somebody over it, and definitely not a Popeye's chicken sandwich. I'm sorry. It's not worth it. Nah, man. What would you kill over? That's the real thing.
Nothing.
Protein shake. No, you would kill over a protein shake.
A protein shake. Get out of here. Tell me, like, you would eat gas station sushi, like? Do you get, like, sushi from, like a convenience store?
Vending machine sushi?
I'm ashamed to say, but I've gotten it from a grocery store.
That's not bad. That's okay.
But it's not like made fresh in front of you. I have picked up a box at like lunchtime trying to add in some carbs after workout. I have done that. Never gas.
This is how I know, Ramon, you are becoming a savvy radio veteran as well, because this leads right into us plugging the fact that you're at Nakama tonight.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I am.
And you're going to have a special guest at Nakama tonight, apparently. Did you hear this?
Oh, yes. Cuts will be there, which is pretty awesome. I'm actually a real fan of him, so I'll try not to be starstruck.
All right.
Don't go all fanboy on Cuts.
There we go. Ramon, we thank you.
Fanboy, yes.
Well, no, are your kids in town? Are they going to be there?
Yes, they will. They got parent-teacher conference, so we'll see.
Well, they're doing fine, I'm sure. Call them, tell them we got other plans. Too bad. If they're being bad, we'll come in. If they're not, we'll see you next year.
Daddy's got to get his sushi.
Right. Yes, no doubt.
All right, Ramon, thank you so very much. We appreciate it, and good luck this week.
Thank you.
See you, Ramon.
Yeah, and if you're kind of getting bits and pieces on that, Ramon Foster show tonight at Nakama, and Andrew McCutchen scheduled to stop by and tell you all about what he's going on with his – I'll tell you, with his initiative, I've seen a lot of charity work in town. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever seen a guy doing what Andrew is doing in just having a one-week blitz, Kutch Week. Check it out online, kutchweek.com, or Kutch Week. Just Google it and it'll come up. Yeah. But what he's doing with a one-week blitz, a lot of guys do a one-off, or a lot of guys do something one time.
A whole week.
A week of Kutch for service here in Pittsburgh. And he doesn't even play here.
No.
That's the part, too, that's amazing with the guy. But big thanks to Ramon. I think, Ramon, it sounds like getting a lot closer to playing.
Yeah. Good to have him on. That's a good sign.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.